So yeah, if you just want to start telling me about what One to Last is, and that's
yeah. So One to Last is a Christmas bar that we've set up in Sadler's Yard, part of the Noma neighbourhood. It's been designed as a bit of an antidote to festive fatigue, is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is it's quite cosy and comfortable. We do have Christmas songs, we do have Christmas films, but it's not that kind of crush of people that you'll find elsewhere in the city. So kind of, yeah, moving away from that Christmas market feel and everyone being outside and drinking mulled wine, why not do it inside when you can definitely get a seat kind of thing. So it opened on the 1st of December till the 23rd of December. Open from 4 p.m. daily with festive film showing every day. So we've got stuff from Die Hard, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, through to Muppet's Christmas Carol. So something for everyone. So they start at 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
Then on Saturdays at 10 a.m. we have a family-friendly screening as well. So inviting families in, something a little bit different to do with their weekends, something a bit festive. Got some crafts on the go, using paper from GF Smith as well, kindly donated by them. So yeah, just offering people something a little bit different to do this Christmas.
Okay, so how did the idea come about, like, initially?
So myself and my colleagues, Joe and Ben, we work for a company called OOK Limited, and we were involved in the Pilcrow pub. So what we do, and then we followed on with Plant, which is a space we're in, space that Winter Last is based in. The idea of recycling items and using things in a kind of different way, an unusual way. So a lot of the furniture in here has actually been made by a member of the public. So all the tables and chairs, a lot of the furniture was originally used at the Manchester International Festival way earlier in the year, and now it's found itself here, which is quite a nice thing. So it was about finding a response to the need for something Christmassy at Sadler's Yard, at Noma. Not necessarily outside, because obviously it gets so cold, and it's Manchester, so you can never predict the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So this was kind of our response to that, is to provide something that the Pilcrow could get involved in, that the public could get involved in, and yeah, it's a nice use of the space without feeling too overly festive.
So how did you get the funding for it? Like, who's
So it's funded by Noma directly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who are the developers behind the area. So they're very committed to offering things that are a little bit different. And like I say, things that the public can get involved in, that tenants can get involved in. And it means that people don't necessarily have to venture all the way into town where it's really busy. And it is a step further for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is quite a nice holding up point for them, I suppose.
Okay, cool. So how long is it going on for? Like, did you say maybe till January?
So the space itself is until the 23rd of December, but the cinema will keep running beyond in January. So mm-hmm. it'll become Now Showing Club, and we'll be looking to show kind of cult classics and, again, family-friendly films, just to offer a point of difference in the area and, you know, something different for the city of Manchester.
Will they be free as well?
Yeah, they'll be free as well.
So what makes this different to all the other, like, film, like, nights that they've got going on in Manchester?
Well, we see it as different as what we're doing here with the Christmas films is, because they're free, that's already a point of difference. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of other cinema happening in Manchester, like, there's no second thought about it. But we've got a nice space, it's quite intimate, and the films aren't necessarily traditional Christmas films. We do have a few of them peppered in there, but we've also got, like, Batman Returns, which is a point of contention between a lot of people who come in, and I don't really understand why it's there. But, yeah, it's a different environment to be in. The idea is you can go in and watch the film and you can pop out and get a drink. You don't have to sit there for the entire time. It means it's slightly more flexible around people's, you know, travel and other commitments. They might only want to come and watch half an hour while they're waiting for their mate, and they're more than welcome to do that. There's no, like, sit down, be quiet for 2 hours, watch a film, and then leave. It's a bit more relaxed, a bit more, I suppose, front room vibe, which is quite nice.
Okay, so how have you been getting the word out about this sort of thing?
So we've been, obviously, we've got some flyers printed and predominantly on social media, inviting people down to view it, got in touch with, like, loads of family bloggers and that kind of thing as well, try and make them aware that there's somewhere different they can take the kids, it's free and it's still really inviting and still somewhere they can be an adult with a baby rather than something that's completely child oriented, which I think is quite nice. And yeah, advertising, we've got loads of posters around town as well, if you keep an eye out for those.
Sweet. Okay, I think I've asked you all the questions. Yay. Thank you so much. I
rambled my way through them.
That's great. Oh God, what's it doing now? No.